Hi, this is Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Brought a song into this world, just a melody with words. She was not the girl next door, but the girl from round the corner. Sat the tail end of grade four when she came to school one morning. And all eyes were upon her as she took her seat. Her name was Amanda, with pretty eyes of green. Hair blonde, strawberry blonde. Springtime dandelions and summer around the corner. Sat the tail end of age nine with a million dreams before her. She lived with her mother in an old decrepit house. If there was trouble at home, she kept it to herself for some alone. Strawberry blonde. And by faith, there was no way to tell. It seemed like all was well in the world. But the neighbors said her mother had lost her will. Gin and sleeping pills, it was no life for a little girl. Forgotten all about her. When I saw her down the aisle of a streetcar with a daughter. Then I heard Amanda say that she got up. Come on, Samantha, girl, this is our stop. And they were gone. Strawberry blonde.
Oh, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, saying a lot until 4 o'clock here on your radio. You like the word or the sound or the... What do you call that? It's not really a word. It's like an utterance. I don't know. There you go again. See, no, that was that was a little different. Okay. I'm going to try. I'm going to be more conscious of those things today. Actually, I'm not. I'm probably going to forget right away. What was I talking about? Tell the band to go home. Singer songwriter show, 4 o'clock till playing music, hanging out, feeling a little out of sorts today. And by a little out of sorts, I mean, like way out of sorts. So I don't really know what's going to happen today. It could go wrong, or it could be very cathartic. I really doubt that there's any middle ground there. I think we're walking the line between those two things. Total disaster and making us feel better about our miserable little lives. somewhere on that line. That's where we'll land. Stick around and find out. That's a good sales pitch. Hey, doesn't that make you excited about the show today? We're going to play some stuff. There's lots of great shows going on in and around our fair city coming up this next week. It's a little crazy, actually. It's like tulips. They're popping up everywhere. But like tulips, it probably won't last very long, so enjoy it while it lasts. We'll tell you about some shows. We'll tell you about, I don't know, it's a good day for playing requests. If there's something you want to hear, something you want to say, something you want to get off your chest, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. It is always good to hear from folks. Know that you're out there. Know that you care that I came in today when I could be riding my bike or watching Netflix. I know which one would be more likely. So, yeah. All right. We kicked it off with something from Ron Sexsmith. He was in our fair city last night at the West End Cultural Center. Managed to get in there, courtesy of our good buddy Don Kerr. And had a great time. I thought it was a pretty swell show. Were you there? Did you like that show? I think people liked that show. It seemed to go over real well. And it was good. Good to see old Ron back there. Good to see some friendly faces out there. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And that's all I have to say about that. Why don't I start by playing some new music? That might be a better direction than we're headed in. How about this one? This is pretty cool. This just dropped the other day, Friday, I guess. It is, you know Brandi Carlile, our pal Brandi Carlile, right? We've known about her for a long time. She put out a record 10 years ago called The Story. It was her real breakthrough record. It was the one that, launched her in a big way. She had another record before that, and it's a great record, don't get me wrong, but this is the one that that people started to take notice. And I guess that's a big deal to her. So she launched this thing. I guess she put together her own tribute record, which is, fine. There was going to be some sort of a 10th anniversary, probably re-release this record because she's doing well now. So I think she thought, well, maybe we should do something different. And what it is, it's a charity thing. They're raising money. It's for War Child, I think, right? Is that right? Might be for World Child, but I can't see it all right there. And it's a charity thing, and it's the record, but it's the record as done by other superstars, including such folks as Shovels and Rope, Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson. Who else do we care about? The Secret Sisters are on here. We'll hear them in a second. The Indigo Girls, Margot Price, Pearl Jam. They're Brandi Carlile fans. And Adele, like the biggest star in the world, singing a Brandi Carlile song. It's probably a big deal. It's a pretty fine record. We're going to play something off that right now. The record is called Cover Stories. Brandi Carlile celebrates 10 years of the story. And this one is called Losing Heart, which I hope you try not to do. Tell the band to go home. Losing
Open that bottle and go lost in the bottom. Open a dream. trying to hold back the heartache with a backbeat and a bottle.
Yeah, I think I know I'm not the only one who can relate to that sentiment. That's that record saved my life. That's Jessica Mitchell, who was here last night opening up for Ron Sexsmith at the Big West End Culture Center. Talented gal and super nice, super friendly. She gave everybody a hug. Did you go get your free hug? I did. And she's pretty swell. She's very talented. And I thought that was a fine song. And we'll have to keep our eyes on her, but Jessica suffers from commercial country radio disease, unfortunately. So there's that. But some good songs and super talented, and just a nice lady. So watch out for her. Before that, a couple of other super nice ladies, super talented. The Secret Sisters, love that, Laura and Lydia. They're fine people as well. From their new record, You Don't Own Me Anymore, which comes out in June. Finally, it's been far too long, but they were tied up in legal limbo for a long time. They got dropped by just about everybody at the same time, and their whole life and career kind of went in the dumper. And somehow they came out on the other side, bigger and better than ever. Excuse me. And they made their new record with Brandi Carlile and the Twins. And judging by that song, it's going to be pretty swell. We heard a Brandi Carlile song in there before, as rendered by those same Secret Sisters. We heard Losing Heart from Cover Stories. And it's full of good stuff. If you like good stuff, you just dial that up. There's a bunch of other new stuff, too, that I should probably... Oh, you know what I should play? Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know what I should do? I should plan this show in advance so that I don't have to dig in my bag when I realize that I do have new stuff that I want to play. Yes. So I'm going to take this out, and I'm going to take this out, and I'm going to tell you that I'm doing that. And this is Tell the Band to Go Home, and it's always like this. I'd like to tell you that it's just an off day, but it's always like this. But if you like stuff like this, well, you've come to the right place. 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM if you want to, comment on the ridiculousness or just say hello. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is a good place to send the email. I still like the email. It's good. And you can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Jeff Robson here, looking for the next song still. Jeff Robson. You know what I'm going to do? I might play a... Yeah. That's what I'll do. I'll play you two songs off of two fabulous new records that I picked up yesterday at McNally Robinson because they were dirt cheap. And you don't really associate McNally Robinson with dirt cheap all the time. But I guess since there's a new guy there and the new guy, you know, he likes good music, I think he's just slashing prices because he can get away with it now. There's a new guy in the music department. He's got good taste. Probably doesn't know a thing about prices because this probably should have been more than $10, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to let it ride. It's going to be a good deal. Anyway, two brand new records right here. And you know what? We'll make a sandwich. That's what we'll do. We'll make ourselves a sandwich. We'll start off with some kind of slow, dark, kind of bluesy bread. And then we'll put in some rockin' meat. And we'll top it off with some more kind of rockin' bread. That's what we'll do. So here, this is brand new. Eagerly awaited. This guy was just in town not that long ago. I didn't go. Lost a whole bunch of money on a ticket. But I felt okay about it. I went to a great show. Had a great time. And by all indications, the people who went to this show probably didn't have as great a time because the crowd was a bunch of drunken Lugans, and I would not have enjoyed that. So thank you, whoever bought my ticket, for enjoying those drunken Lugans so that I didn't have to. It's a brand new record called From a Room or From a Room. Not really sure. The A is big. It's bigger than the rest, so... You know, there's emphasis on it. It's brand new from Chris Stapleton, and it's pretty great, and it's cheap. You should go pick up a copy at McNally Robinson and say hi to the guy who works there.
With that short love, every hour is just can't forget about you. Nobody else can set me free. Baby, please come back to me. Baby, please. We'll be right back.
This is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Everything sucks, as bad as it gets. It all fell apart again. Got them a wreck. Rock and roll. Yeah.
my daddy's way. He was down in the mines all day. I know he wanted more than mouths to feed and bills to pay. Maybe the Cumberland Gap just swallows you up. Churches, bars, and grocery stores. There ain't much money in the old-time mandolin. So I cash my check and I drink till I'm on my ass again. Maybe the Cumberland Gap just swallows you.
How do you like that? You better like that, because it's freaking great. That's brand new from Greg McPherson. Well, it's brand new from Figure Walking, which is Greg and his longtime drummer, Rob Gardner. That's right. And they have a great new record called The Big Other, but obviously... you can tell, because you're not an idiot, that that's neither Greg nor Rob on that song. That is Haley Primrose, who I've seen get up and sing with Greg a couple of times in concert. And holy cow, is that great? It is. It is great. It is really great. It's brand new. It's out now. And you should pick it up. I should pick it up. I bought the download, but now I need this CD. Because it needs to go on my shelf because it's so good. Before that, Jason. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. They got a brand new record coming out called The Nashville Sound. And that song is rocking my world. I lay awake at night hearing that song. And I don't even mind that it's keeping me up at night, that song. Because it's so great. It's so great. Makes me want to go see him in Fargo. Anybody dumb enough to go with me? Cumberland Gap there. Brand new from Isbell and the 400 Unit. Before that, we heard Matthew Ryan. Now, I'm a Matthew Ryan super fan. I've been a fan for a long, long time, and I will remain so, I'm sure. But not everything that Matthew Ryan puts. I respect and admire everything that Matthew Ryan puts out. But not all of it grabs me in the way that perhaps the first two records did. The first two records, you know, I don't care if he ever did anything else. I'd still love the guy for those first two records. But you know, since then there's been hits and there's been misses. By all indications, his new record, Hustle Up Starlings, is a hit. I Just Died Like an Aviator. That song is so good. And it's got a pretty cool video directed by, what's that guy's name? Gorman Bechard? I don't know. He makes the documentaries and stuff. And makes Matthew Ryan music videos, I guess. Featuring teenage girls acting like Matthew Ryan and his band. It's pretty fun video. Bit of a heavy song at times, but what isn't from Matthew Ryan? But holy cow, is it great? It's great. It's lyrically great. It's sonically great. It's great, I think. And we got there because of the rockin' tracks we heard before that. Chris Stapleton has a new record called Songs from a Room. We heard Second One to Know. That was pretty banging. And we heard a couple of banging tracks before that from an unlikely source, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives. They have a new record produced by Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers. And it sounds like maybe they've been listening to the Sadies or something, because there's a lot of, well, Sadies songs, it sounds like, on this record. And they're great. And they're all really short, and they're all really fun. It's we heard Torpedo, the instrumental Sadies-like song, and Airmail Special before that. You know who's been listening to a lot of Sadies? Have you heard about this? Justin Earl is touring with the Sadies as a backing band? Like, what? Yeah, it's the Sadies. They open the show, and then they back up old Justin Towns Earl. I don't know why. It sounds completely crazy to me, but I bet it's a great show. Oh, yeah, and we heard one more Chris Stapleton song off the top, Without Your Love, there from Songs from a Room. All right, we're gonna rock out just a little bit, and we're gonna be a little bit silly. We're gonna throw this over to you. Thanks to our pal Gary for suggesting that. I don't know if he really meant to suggest that I should do it on the show, but since I'm so desperate for content, I'll do it. You remember how, well, you probably know do you listen to the CBC anymore? I'm so done with the CBC. Well, CBC 2 anyway. I can't take it anymore. But they always do that thing, distant cousins, when what they mean is not so distant cousins, when it's, you know, two songs that sound alike. I preferred the original back on Much Music in the glory day. Steve Anthony had something called Too Close for Comfort, where he'd play two songs or two videos that either sounded or looked a lot like each other, and I thought that was a lot of fun. We're going to play our own version right now, and this first one is suggested by our pal Gary. We're going to play two songs, one that you know real well. Maybe you don't know this one real well yet, but you should. It's great. It's from the new record from Blackie and the Radio Kings. The record is called Kings and Kings, and it features such heavyweights as Rodney Crowell, who sings on this one. Interestingly enough, the guy who sings the song that we'll hear after that might bear a bit of a resemblance is also on this record. Coinky Dink? You tell me. We'll be right back. Right, there's some Brinsley Schwartz for you from, you know, featuring Nick Lowe. What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding? Did that sound a little too much like Live by the Song by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings? Is Gary Wright? You let me, not Gary Wright, not the Dream Believer guy or whatever the hell that song was. No, but is our pal Gary correct? You let me know. Let me know what you think. I don't know. And I'll leave it up to you, but I'll submit a couple of others for you since we're playing the game. Here's a couple that I wrote down a long time ago, and I haven't really listened to them since. But you tell me, did I write this down for good reason? I don't know. I don't know if I can play all of the other song that I'm going to compare this to. But well, we'll start it off with something from Butch Walker.
One, two, three. With rockets and fists, acting like Saturday's fools. Learned how to smoke, told dirty jokes, talked about loose girls from Rome. I made out with most of them, so I raised a toast to them, especially now that I'm old. In the 45, with husbands that don't like their wives, three or four kids making enough to survive, and the paper mill drops while the teen heart throbs are off.
For the rain came and washed away the sinners. Everyone was something and nothing was done. And fall for the hat trick, thinking it'll be like before.
Like the football jocks trying to please their pops, and the stoners aping everything the bad uncles taught, and the teachers who cared more than I ever knew. They knew I played clubs, let me sleep through school, and my day job boss wrote it up as a loss, and let me leave when I wanted, and I never got caught sleeping out on the field in the back of my truck, breaking into the bar, stealing beer and getting fucked by a girl twice my age. Maybe minimum wage, but her tan lines were good. And she had a good face. Is this what I've become? Is this all I've become? When do I come? 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 When do I come?
Members of the 4-H Club, both active in the
Oh, why not? Why not? Yeah, the Dixie Chicks on Tell the Band to Go Home. You've officially heard it all. You've heard it all. But does that sound a little too much like Summer of 89 by Butch Walker and the Black Widows? I stand by my assertion. But you tell me. You weigh in. Hundreds of votes are flooding in on these things. Okay, they're not. But if they were, I think people would be saying that I'm right. Because, well, generally I'm right. If not always. All right, I'll play you one more. Just because I want to hear these songs again. I know we've done this. Oh, wait. Hang on, wait. Hello, UMFM, hello?
I'm weighing in with my vote.
Are you, Ron?
What's the score so far?
Well, give me your vote and then I'll tell you.
One. I vote one.
Okay, well, the vote is, the score is one. That's the score.
Really what I called for? I unaccustomed as I am to say anything nice, especially to you, yeah. Well, you're right on your game today.
Am I?
You really are. You're using big words. And
wow.
It's just, it's really good.
I was feeling out of sorts. You're saying maybe I should feel out of sorts more often?
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should, because the program was, you know, it was a good C+.
Well, I hope you haven't jinxed it, Ron.
Okay. Goodbye now.
Bye, Ron. Okay. That's Ron from Lockport, everybody. Testing out his bionic knee. Walk into the phone. All right. Oh, it's ringing. Who's going to answer? Who's it going to be? What's happening? I'm scared.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, is this Ron's house?
It is.
Okay, I just wanted to check. I don't know, for some reason Ron just phoned me and then it started to ring. Has that ever happened to you, Judy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, this is a word of warning. It happens. Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Well, this is Jeff at the radio station, you know, that Ron likes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. He was just in the house a minute ago.
Yeah, I know. He just phoned me.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying he phoned you?
Yeah, and then he hung up, and then it started to ring, and here we are talking to you.
That's funny.
Isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I'll go talk to him in the garage.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
There you go. It's Judy. Lockport Judy. I'm going to play these songs now.
Hello, hello. throat is ringing like the harbor bell. And your smile, it's sharp as ever. Does it still cut you like it used to? I tried to let it all go. The enemy inside. Do the bar still hold you tight? Stumble home drunk every goddamn night. Piss on everything I give you, knowing that I take you into. Watch it all just fall.
There's nothing wrong with plagiarizing yourself, or you know, taking a song that you had and then making it even better. I'm not knocking Leroy Stagger, Dietmar. Okay, you know I love the guy. Dietmar reminds us that the first song, "Hello Hello Goodbye," was a co-write between Mike Adell and Leroy Stagger, and they were part of something called the Peak Performance Project, which Leroy ended up winning, which is terrific. And then Leroy, I guess, took that and rewrote it as The Enemy Inside. But my question is, why? The other one was so good. I don't know. I guess he thought he could just do better with it, but it's so good to begin with. But the good news is that now I can play both songs and essentially play the same song twice. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it's so great. That is one of many favorites off of Leroy's new record, Love Versus, which is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous stuff. Quite possibly the best Leroy Stagger record ever. Right up there with my other favorite, Everything Is Real. That's what it's called, I think, right? I think so. Hey, Dietmar, is there a German cover that I need to pick up? You know, Leroy Stagger, he's good about putting out a separate German edition with a different cover that I have to pick up. But, you know, when I go visit Dietmar in a few weeks, is there another copy that I need to pick up? Because I'm fine with that. I will. I could probably ask him that, though, off the air. All right, we're done with Too Close for Comfort. We're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to try not to screw things up. But, you know, what are the chances of that, right? Stick around and see.